4:30.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, hold on. I got to go take a piss.
All right, well.
Oh, give me one second.
No, it's good. I'm setting other stuff up. That's funny because that was actually recording. So, all right, at new. So how the hell do we embed these things now? Let's see, recording. All right, I need to turn out the light. Okay.
What's going on, everyone that's watching? Vic, what's going on, Vic? They can see us and hear us right now, right?
Yeah. You know what? I think even before I started hit record, I think they could see and hear everything. Because okay. My kid ate a dead spider, so it was a brief. Yeah, you know how they get by the doorway, and he was over by the door playing with the blinds, and you know, he just put everything in his mouth, man, and he just. But you know what? They eat insects overseas, man. You know, as long as he's not poisonous.
What the heck, kid? Well, hey, he's a boy. What'd you expect?
Exactly. That's why I'm not freaking out. But I think she got it out. I'm gonna go ahead and close this door. Yeah. I know I'm gonna run in here and maybe turn this TV down a little bit too.
You can't hear my TV, then, can you? Can you?
For everybody listening right now, because I'm gonna upload it as is. Everybody watching, y'all get to see all this behind the scenes stuff. But anyway, Look, everybody, down it with some water. You funny guy. Vic said he had a roach by accident. Okay. I don't know what
you
I
thought it was a raisin. Moment. Vic, you thought it was a raisin, didn't you? He thought it was a raisin until he saw some feet on it.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, we are an hour early because we're doing a preview show after this with FIFO missed last night's live show on deadendsports.com. Actually, it's not deadendsports.com. Look, everybody listening, there will be some changes to Dead End Sports in the coming months. So we may be broadcasting live permanently here. So I don't know. We're still talking some things out. But yeah, FIFO missed the show last night. Q filled in for us and did a great job stirring up controversy as usual with all of his information about nothing that makes any sense. Except the Q. That's funny. So, and then Ryan called in and caused even more controversy, you know, and it's just big exchange, man. Big exchange about the Cavs. So there was a bit back and forth between Ryan, Q, B, and I, and that was it. So, but we want to give FIFO an opportunity to go ahead and get his previews in. So we have it on record, and he'll be good because he claims that this is his
expertise, his era of expertise. Like this the NBA season is like this is FIFO's heaven. So yeah, it wouldn't have been an NBA preview without FIFO. So we got to do something tonight for an hour on Blatt.
Right, and you know B pointed out also earlier today that we want to go through the divisions too. So we're gonna go a little bit more in depth with FIFO tonight on the show. So anyway, so we're going to try to keep this. We're going to probably try to wrap this up about 5 minutes till 8. So it's going to be kind of a quick show, but it's going to be all good. I think the content is going to be good. You know what, B, I was thinking when I was on my way to the crib, man, and thinking about this show and the type of show that we do. And, you know, there are a lot of fantasy football shows out there, a lot of fantasy podcasts and shows out there in general. And I think that a lot of these shows that are out there do a great job of covering the news and the stats that happen, you know, on a week-to-week basis. And I'm thinking, well, we can't necessarily be that show because we don't have a team around us to put all that stuff together.
Right.
And the other thing that I was thinking about was that, you know, some of the people that actually do you know, cover some of the fantasy sports, I've been playing much, much longer than them. So I'm like, well, you know, I know more than them or just as much. I just don't have the data in front of me. I don't, but you know, I think that our show will be more topical.
Yeah.
Right? Where we just talk about, you know, the things that we're doing, the different strategies that we're talking about with our personal teams and just big news that happens and just kind of cover, you know, different scenarios. And it kind of came organically just looking at how, you know, I put together the titles for the last couple of shows because those were kind of like main topics. Mm-hmm. So next week we have a good one lined up for you guys. It'll be, well, this is week 8.
Right. We're heading into week eight. Like we're just experienced this past weekend was week 7, but yeah, we're heading into week 8.
All right. Perfect. So that said, next week we'll be recapping the first half of the season, but we'll also go over waiver wire picks we regret not picking up. So
in correction, first half of the season, as in first half of the NFL season, because we pretty much week 8, we getting into the playoff push in if you're playing fantasy football, because you, like I said, fantasy playoffs usually start week 14, you know, around week 14. So week 13 is literally our last week, regular season week of fantasy football. So, you know, we getting ready to head towards that playoff push. Teams making that playoff push towards the fantasy playoffs, man. So it's getting hot and heavy. But yeah, like that was a good topic, Ken. The players that you wish you would have picked up a waiver wire, or you know, I like that. That's nice. I like that touch.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be dope because I got quite a few. We're gonna go in depth about that because I have some commentary around that. Let me go through the notes real quick for the NFL. Let me go through the news and notes for the NFL season. Mariota, if you still have him, I would have dropped him if I were you. Is back in practice this Wednesday, but he's limited. I don't know if he's going to play. The big news that everybody want to know about and really care about, Big Ben practices fully today, and he will play. Antonio Brown owners, Le'Veon Bell owner, which is me, B's Antonio Brown owner. I think we're kind of happy about this news, right, B?
Yeah, if you own one of those or both of those players, it just so happened. I don't know how you would get both of them in the draft, but if you own one of those players, yeah, I think I'm feeling good because let's be quite honest. You know, I think Bell had a couple of good weeks, but for the most part, Brown hasn't been eating. And you've been getting on Q about this too. Like, look, Q, is Brown, you know, overrated? Is he done because of the QB situation? It's like we knew Stafford's been sucking for like the first 5 weeks of the NFL, and Calvin Johnson production has been showing. It's proof of that. So with, you know, and no disrespect to Mike Vick or the other QBs as well, but you know, when you missing your guy that you have the best chemistry with, which is Big Ben, your production might go down a little bit, regardless of how talented you are as a wide receiver. You know, if you're missing your go-to guy that you got chemistry with, it's going to show. The numbers are going to show.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's evident. So, and speaking of that, the news coming out of Detroit this week, the offensive coordinator is gone. Lombardi is gone. Yep. So we'll see what type of impact that has fantasy-wise on Stafford, Abdullah, and Calvin Johnson, who's starting to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because – so, you know, Sha'Kendrick West had a good week. I'm pretty sure you were happy about that, B, because you had
him. And I was telling people last week, yeah, he didn't have the best start, you know, because you would think he was going to come out there. People were suspecting him to come out the gate just bam. I said, you know, just calm down. You know, he just probably was a little nervous being in that starter position. But, hey, he followed back up with a good performance, and I'm glad. Now, I'm not expecting him to give me – you know, roughly 18, 19 points every week. He had a really, really good week this past week. But, you know, if he can give me around a 10 to 12-ish something, that would be, I would be happy with that. But don't expect 18 points every freaking week. If he does give you that, that's great. But don't expect it every week. But I'm glad he bought out for me. That's all I'm just happy he put up some good numbers because I didn't want to start, deciding with myself, like, dang, should I play in this week? Should I, you know, put another player in, blah, 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 blah. So I'm glad he stepped up.
Yeah, here's a guy that we wish because we both have Carlos Hyde. You know, did he practice or did he not practice? Hold on. Yeah, he's not going to practice Wednesday. He has a stress fracture in his foot, but it didn't matter if he was fully healthy, man. As long as Colin Kaepernick can't throw the ball, he's practically useless. But he's a starter for me now because of Arian Foster, which we'll get into in just a second. Adrian Peterson didn't practice, but he don't really need to practice. Another victim of guys not respecting the quarterbacks because they're just ganging up on him as well. Mm-hmm. Deion Lewis was an early darling for a lot of people. He was questionable to, for Thursday, in terms of practice, and he's been hit or miss. No, he's been miss.
Yeah,
for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, and yeah, James Starks. You don't have Deion Lewis, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, yeah. If you if somebody got Deion Lewis, I don't know, man. I feel for your team. He's helped a lot of people, but you may not. Well, anyway, who it was somebody else, man. I was looking on here. Oh, James Starks, because I know he had a good game because Ada Lacy is banged up. They had a bye week, so that may change. But he has a hip injury, so we don't know how that's going to play out, which is unfortunate because I picked him up. Thinking that if Lacy is hurt, you know, I could probably use him. Plus, this is the team where I had Arian Foster. So I'm just kind of grasping at anybody I can right now. Yeah, Cobb is off the injury report, so that's good. I have him too, so we'll see if that affects
He definitely needs to get back into the swing of things because, you know, if you people draft him early, he hasn't, you know, the injuries and everything else, he hasn't been living up to the bill.
Mm-hmm. Davante Adams and Jeremy Maclin. Davante Adams practicing full, and Davante Adams were limited. I'm gonna stop there because nobody else really matters, you know, here. But let's see. And tight end. See if we have any tight ends. I don't think we have any tight end relevant news. No. Brandon Pettigrew is out. So if you're on Eric Ebron, you know.
No, we released him. Tony. We released him. We let Pettigrew go.
Really?
Yeah, I thought we let him go. I thought we let him go in the beginning of the season.
I think they resigned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that's when Ebron was hurt. Remember?
Right.
And he was like 2 or 3 weeks. Antonio Gates is probably going to be out for a couple of weeks. Pick up Ladarius Green. He's been balling. He's been balling even with Gates playing. So, all right. So, man, you know, that's that. Yeah, I'm with you, Vic. Ebron is that dude. So, yeah, you definitely want to make sure you have him. B, who's on your, you know, we kind of blow through things real quick. So, who's on your drop list for this week? You got anybody?
Yeah. I got 5 people. I normally stick with like 5. So, okay. Who you should drop list? And I should have had my previous list too, because I hope this person I'm getting ready to name I didn't name before is Alfred Morris. Alfred Morris, would you say?
No, I was agreeing with you.
Alfred Morris, if he's on your squad, I think it's time to send him the divorce papers. Drop him, let him go. that should be the name of this segment. Who should I be giving the divorce papers to? If you're a fantasy owner, who should you be giving your divorce papers to? Alfred Morris is one of them. Another one is Golden Tate. I don't know. Even though you mentioned Calvin Johnson starting to get into the groove, maybe that will start opening up for Golden Tate a little bit more. I don't know. Golden Tate has really been – he's really been under – ever since what was that, week 2 or week 3, and he had like an interview or something saying like, you know, yeah, I got to get, you know, like kind of blaming himself, but kind of blaming the offensive coordinator at the same time. Ever since then, he just really been in the funk. So, yes, send Golden Tate those divorce papers. Another person, Terrence Williams. This is another person who was expected to kind of fill in for Dez Bryant for the, you know, for the time being while he was out, and he has not lived up to the bill. And now they're saying Dez Bryant's supposed to be, you know, returning pretty soon. You know, he traveled with the team this past week or whatever. So if he comes back, you know, I don't know. Terrence Williams, he just have not been productive really at all. So let him go. Send him divorce papers. Another person, tight end. I didn't really say people had high hopes on him, but, I mean, he was a star now at one point. Larry Donnell. I hope I'm saying his name right. Larry Donnell. Let him go.
Yeah.
A lot of people was like, just previous weeks, people were starting him, you know, letting him play a lot and everything, but let him go. He's not going. And then I got 2 Detroiters on my squad. And last but not least, I think you might have to say goodbye to your boy, man. Amir Abdullah.
Nah, B, not yet.
Let him go, man. Let him go. You.
Oh, man.
Let him go.
He's not.
It's hard. I know it is. He said, no, man. I know it's okay. You know what? Okay, I, I, I might preserve him for maybe one more week because they play against Kansas City, but then they play against Green Bay.
It's in London. Yeah, I know it's in those games.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You got London. Then you play after the bye week. Then you got at Green Bay. That's what I'm saying. You got a bye week. Then you got at Green Bay. Then you got Oakland and then St. Louis. At that point, Ken, you're going in the playoff push. I don't think you can afford to play him in your lineup if you're trying to make a playoff push. He might give you duds, man, some dud weeks with what he's about to face in the next few weeks. So drop him. Send him the divorce papers. Or if you ain't going to send him the divorce papers, bench him. But then at that point, if you just feel you're going to bench him, you might find somebody out there in the streets if it's some people out there in the streets to get.
All right. So here's my argument for keeping Abdullah and Golden Tate for at least Golden Tate at least maybe another week, unless you have somebody that's out there that's worth picking up, like maybe Devontae Adams because he's almost back. I want to see what happens with the changes in offensive coordinator.
I know he's going to say that. Yeah. I know he's going to say that.
Yeah. I think we should at least give them at least see what happens. Because it may open things up, especially with Abdullah. Because the one criticism, or even though they're saying they're doing a running back by committee, which supports your decision, that was under Lombardi. Maybe they go away and finally decide. Look, we're going to give you more than 7 or 8 carries a game. He had like 8 carries for like 43 yards last week, and they didn't give him any more carries. So I have Abdullah. I realize that the team that I do have in the real NFL league is very vulnerable. One injury and I'm done because I have Abdullah and Matt Jones on my bench. And I'm holding out hope that they'll, get their shot late in the season. But B has extremely valid points when it comes to Abdullah and Golden Tate. But at least with that mirror, holding for at least 2 more weeks to see what the offense will do, because you got to be honest, they're really, I mean,
in a 12 team league with guys, as always, if guys really playing and sticking on their roster, there's really nobody out there really get that much. It's kind of tough in a 12 team league. It's kind of tough.
Yeah,
it's pretty tough.
But if you dropped them, I mean, if you dropped them, if somebody dropped them in the league I was playing, I would pick them up though. So go ahead and drop them if you want to, but I already have them. Ryan, Christian Michael experiment. I don't know if it's quite over yet because McFadden, he's a hit away, but and he showed flashes. But what they're saying with him, and you may have already heard this, is that a lot of it has to do with him just grasping, the offense, and that's something that you just can't really coach.
Yeah,
either you got it or you don't. You have to be, I don't know. But yeah, I agree, Matt Fadden is the guy, especially with Julius Randle hurt.
Yeah.
Which everybody was high on him for whatever reason. But that goes to show you that Murray was that dude running the ball in Dallas. 8 weeks in, man. We're going on the 8th week. It should be clear now to everybody. Same offensive line for the most part. Different running backs. You can see the difference. Granted, there's been some injuries, but whatever. And we'll get into a whole other topic with that. All right, man. What up, though? Let's do our what up, though, man. Who you got? Who made the list?
All right. So, my what up, though, list. Again, name 5 players. I'm pretty sure you can name another 5. First on deck, Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham went only like, 3.5 points. You know what? This trade I made, shout out to Meech. I made a trade with Meech that is like making me look more and more like a genius. Like, he hit me up like, man, you cursed my team, Beezy. My team suck or whatever. I was like, dude, I didn't know this. I made this trade with him soon when Tony Romo went out. When Tony Romo went out at, in week 2, I made this trade. I got Tom Brady and Keneal Allen from San Diego Chargers, and I gave him Carlos Hyde, Odell Beckham. And I cannot remember the third person I gave. I gave him 3 players, but that is just making me look like a genius. Cause like what Tom Brady's been doing since he came back from bye and all that stuff. And Allen's been Phillip Rivers' favorite target. Even with Gates back, he's still targeting him a lot. Him and Woodhead are like his 2 favorite targets right now. So it's making me look good. So yeah, Odell Beckham, and this is probably like his first week actually where he didn't really kind of play to up to his average. So most part, Beckham been pretty much balling for the most part, but just this week, this past week, he didn't 3.5. That's not good. Second, this guy's on my team, on one of my teams, Jimmy Graham. Man, he's almost teetering in that. Should you release him? But it's just like, it ain't really no, you know, tight ends are very thin. So it's like, if you drop Jimmy Graham, who am I gonna get to replace him? Nobody. So, but still, he just, man, Jimmy Graham has not lived up to the bill. 3 points, only gave me 3 points this week. So that's awful. I told y'all folks, everybody was so got happy with LeGarrette Blount. Oh, he's about to start being productive now. He gave you minus 0.3 points. So, you know, if you get LeGarrette Blount people, I know a lot of people started him just based off of what he did last week because he balled out. Next person, this guy, he's been pretty consistent for the most part, but he kind of played really below average, is Larry Fitzgerald. Only gave me 3.6 points. Even though I won, and I think I won that league. I think I lost in that league. But, yeah, Larry Fitzgerald, 3.9. What up, though? And Jordy, I think this is the second week in a row Jordy Matthews is on my what up, though, list. Only 1.4 points, and you're supposed to be the main guy. You're the number one wideout, and you putting up a point. That's not good. So that's my five players from my what up, though, list.
Man, listen. Larry Fitzgerald cost me my first – thanks to him, I lost my first game of the year, man. First game of the year. I just needed 8 points.
From who again?
Maybe. I needed 8 points to win.
From who?
Larry Fitzgerald.
Yep. And he get, yep.
Carson Palmer, and all credit goes to Ladarius Webb. He played him well. But Carson threw to him in the end zone. He just couldn't get the ball. First of all, Webb was holding on one play, which would have been an easy touchdown. Second, on the other one, Fitzgerald was wide open coming across a crossing route. And Palmer didn't see him, man. And you know, that was an L for me. That hurt watching that game. That hurt watching that game. I have a rule, though, about Patriot running backs, man. If they're not Corey Dillon, I don't think or Curtis Martin, I don't think you should draft them. I don't think you should draft them. Y'all can have them. I don't want them. All right, man. See, you know what, Ryan, and one day we're gonna have to talk about this matchup things. Because I hear people say play the matchups. That stuff has never worked for me. But we'll cover that topic one day, soon, in the near future. My what up though list, man. So, Melvin Gordon did absolutely nothing. And I feel bad for people that drafted him because, you know, even though you may have gotten him in what, fifth, sixth round or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, for some people, man, depending on how they drafted,
that was their first back. He was their first back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, he went out and he put up a dud. 7 carries, 29 yards rushing at 2.9 points. You know, and I heard, you know, he was hurt. So that's fine. I get that. But, you know, he hasn't been good all year. And this just adds on to that. Vincent Jackson is another guy that got hurt. And he had to come out of the game. And I think he only had one catch for 13 yards. Mm. So he's another guy that hurt a lot of fantasy owners because he was, you know, number one, number two receiver. Yep. You know, Eli Manning just absolutely cost, like, everybody that played him a win. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this week because he had 6.4 points. Let me make sure
I read a quarterback.
Let me make sure I read this correctly. Even I couldn't believe it. But nope, 6.4 points. Yep. Bad game, man. I would be so pissed if that was me. So who was that? So anyway, but yeah, I'm with you, man. A quarterback. Yes. Yeah,
your quarterback putting up 6 points, man. You might as well just chuck up that L right now, unless the rest of your players have out of body experiences.
Yep.
Real quick, I see Nancy just joined. I know she usually wants to know the players to drop. So let me. I think she missed that.
Oh yeah,
I think
yeah.
I missed. You can go back. So Nancy, if you listening, Alfre Morris, Golden Tate, Terrence Williams, Larry Donnell, tight end, and Amir Abdullah. Those are my players for who you need to drop if you're listening. So, and you're watching, which you are because you're typing. But yeah, I just want to get that out the way right quick.
Carlos Hyde, I benched him. He only put up 4 points.
That was a smart bench. That was smart.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Thursday night game, man. Thursday night game. Quarterback that can't throw, yep. And he's hurt.
And he's hurt.
I'll take my chances with somebody else, and it worked out. And I think the last one, man, and this is the one. Well, you know what? I'm not too upset about it because I lost 166 to 120, so I didn't stand a chance on winning that game, winning this week. But Julius Thomas went out and did absolutely nothing. I hate Thursday night games and I hate London games, but I had to play him. And what makes this so bad is that Jordan Reed was on the waiver wire and I didn't pick him up, along with Eric Ebron, and I didn't pick him up because my players are good. And I really didn't want to drop anybody. But he went out. I think he was worse than Larry Donnell, man. I think he had one catch for 4 yards, B.
Yep.
One catch for four yards.
Okay, let me rewind something back right quick. Didn't you say you don't like London games? Right?
No.
And where is Amir Abdullah's playing at this Sunday?
That's why I said 2 weeks. That's why.
After that, he got a bye week. So you don't plan him then. Then you come back and you playing at Green Bay. So you know what that's going to be about. They're going to be playing from behind anyway because they're going to be passing. They ain't running the ball. Drop Amir Abdullah, I'm telling you, because it's getting too close to playoff, Ken. It's getting too close. You're not going to need him.
Who are you going to pick up, though?
I don't know, man. You better find a flex guy.
There's nobody out there.
Yeah, I know it's tough.
But look, Ryan, you know the situation in Tennessee. Nobody's gonna. Oh no, do not pick up Orleans Darkwa.
That's why he's laughing. That's why he's laughing. Yes, I'm telling you, Kim. Telling you, just let him go, man. Just I know it's so hard. No, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I know it is.
Look, I have him. I looked on the waivers. There's nobody out there.
I got you. I got you.
I got to ride it out.
You gotta ride.
I didn't pick up.
I got you, man.
You know,
it's like that sometimes, I know it's like that sometimes.
Yeah. So check it. Ryan actually brought up an interesting point with Orleans Darkwa, who got work. You have Rashard Jennings. How are you going to play that situation, man? That's a running back by committee all day now.
Mm-hmm. It is.
What are you going to do?
I mean, and it's
the guy that you can play.
Yeah, this is so thin, man. This is like, and I guess I'm going by like me and yours experience is like we're in leagues where guys are constantly picking up guys. Like if you think you got one guy, oh, somebody else picked him up. If you got a guy on the waiver that you got on claim, somebody else picked him up with a higher waiver. It's like God, like when you think no one is paying attention in our league, people are really paying attention, and it's like man, and then you look who's available, and it's like nobody available. Like right now for me, I got Blake Bortles on bye week. And I think I had dude from Cleveland. And I don't know. I don't feel comfortable by him going up against who they going up against. They're going up against a tough defense, and I'm kind of scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blake Bortles didn't really do that much. He wasn't horrible though, but he didn't do that much. I'm reading Nancy thing. But who I picked? I picked up Teddy Bridgewater. I picked up Teddy Bridgewater because I figured I was looking for whoever was going against Houston. Because right now, Houston just letting anybody just score on them, like anybody. So I'm looking for whoever Houston playing against. I need to get that quarterback, or I need to get somebody, some players that they're going to be playing against because Houston looks awful. That was a smart pick because I had benched who I benched. I benched somebody and I played Ryan Tannehill, and Ryan Tannehill just like freaking had a field day with Houston. With Houston this past week, who did I bench?
Hey.
Who the heck did I bench? It was like another big name quarterback. Oh, I had benched Andrew Luck. That's because he's been sucking though. I benched Andrew Luck and I played Ryan Tannehill, and Ryan Tannehill just like had a field day. So I love that. That was that. Yeah, Yeah, he was. Tannehill was unconscious. and he was still out in the waivers, because when I saw him out there on the streets, I was like, okay, let me pick him up, because I saw him going against Houston. I had a feeling. Houston defense just let you run. They like a doormat at this point. They just let you just step all over them. So I picked a Ryan Tannehill.
I dropped him.
You dropped Ryan Tannehill? Yeah, I picked him up. I only picked him up because he was going against Houston. I swear. That was the only reason why. I said, well, I'm about to take a chance, because I had a feeling Luck wasn't going to do much. So I was just like, Ryan Tannehill, I'm a bench Luck and play Ryan Tannehill. Even though T.Y. Hilton had a pretty decent game, but I would have had that double combo. But still, Ryan Tannehill had way more points than Andrew Luck.
Oh, we got to get Ryan in, because he got this trade story that he want to talk about too.
Okay, let's get him.
But yeah, I dropped him, man, because I was playing Carson Palmer, and you know Baltimore has sucked, so I felt good about that. But again, I like losses where it didn't matter who I play, I would still lose.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't trip about it that much. So anyway. All right, man. So of course the news, Arian Foster went down. He's lost for the season. So man, and you know, we've kind of talked about it already. The waiver wire for players, you know, there really are none, you know, especially if you play in competitive leagues like you and I do.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, you pretty much are left. Like, as soon as people saw Arian Foster go down, and if you had a poor waiver wire order,
yep, you can forget about
you're in trouble. So, all right, man, let me speak from experience. I am an Arian Foster owner. All right, so for me, and let me go to my league real quick. It's the Dead End Sports League, which I was killing, and Arian Foster may have just ruined my season, because I got to start Carlos Hyde now. Here's who I had to pick up, B. James Starks and Antonio Andrews.
Wow.
That's all that was left.
They see, that just shows you how competitive our league is, man. Jesus.
Yep. Man. That's all that was left. And you know, so let's see, who else? Let me look at all the acquisitions here for the week, because I didn't put in any claims. Yep, pretty much. Yeah, that was the waiver wire situation I walked into after losing Arian Foster. That's the best talent available right now in that league. Other guys that may be out there that you guys can look at. David Cobb is one. You can stash him and hope might as well and see what happened. Darren McFadden, if he's available, he's not available in our leagues.
Nope.
Because we play against good guys. You know, Alfred Blue is probably still stashed somewhere. Orleans Dark One, maybe you can take a chance with them and hope for the best.
You said Chris Polk, yeah, but I don't know.
I mean, he's splitting time with Blue.
Yeah, and Houston sucks, and they always playing from behind, so they're gonna be passing the ball anyway.
Yep. No, maybe somebody dropped Crowell, but he's not. He hasn't been doing much.
Nope.
Spiller may still be out there, but he hasn't been doing, like, anybody that's out there, you're really gambling right now.
Yeah, you really rolling the dice. You playing 7-11. Yeah. You playing.
But you almost have no choice. Some points are better than no points, I think, at this point, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you know, just play the matchups, like, you know, Ryan said earlier. But there was somebody else that here's a situation. Here's a guy that you guys could probably pick up if there's nobody left. And he may be out there. Pick up Thomas Rawls. You know, he got 4 points last week. I think they're going to use him more and more now that he's proving himself a little bit to spell some carries for Marshawn Lynch. You know, you might get 4 to 5 points. That's better than nothing if there's nobody out there, man. I just, you know, and the guy I played against, you know, in the real NFL league, he had Arian Foster. And let me tell you who he picked up. He picked up Ronnie Hillman. Somebody actually dropped Ronnie Hillman, and I couldn't get him. I missed out on him. So he was able to get a pretty decent running back. But let me tell you who's else left right now that maybe you can pick up. Now, if you guys have running backs out there, I kind of question.
Nancy Husband dropped Steve Smith. What?
Never. He needs to get hurt.
And she put that in exclamation points too. What? It's crazy.
Okay. Okay. So Theo Riddick. So there's some better options here. Theo Riddick, Charles Sims, McCluster, Crowell, maybe Kyrie Robinson. I think his numbers are inflated because of the two touchdowns, but he's been getting work.
Bell been playing injury a little bit, man. I don't know about Bell.
Yeah. And maybe look at Brandon Oliver.
Because, Ryan mentioned Brandon Oliver a little earlier. You mentioned him earlier.
Yeah, look at him. That's about it, man. Like, it's tough sledding. If you own Foster, you are in a sharking league, and he went down and everybody before you picked up everybody else. So, you know, I just wish you the best of luck. Fortunately for me, I draft well. So even though I don't like Carlos Hyde that much, I did have a very good running back potentially good running back to put in there. But I know I can get anywhere from 4 to 5 points from Carlos Hyde. And if he gets a touchdown, you know, even better. Buck Allen, if he's still out there, Javorius, whatever his name is, you can pick him out. Forsett may go down. He runs well. The other thing is this. Most of the time, if you drafted Arian Foster, you probably got him really late.
Yep. Just because of injury purposes.
Yep. Right. So it may not hurt you that bad. But, you know, if you guys decided to draft all other positions early and, you know, get your players late, then you might be in a tough situation. So, So that's that. Let me open up a seat. Let me bring Ryan on to hear about this trade, and then we'll go through some bye weeks for the week, and then we'll call it a day and come back for the NBA preview show with FIFO. What up, Ryan?
What's up, man?
What's this trade story you gotta tell us?
Well, first it was simple. But then it got a little – have you guys ever dealt with collusion in your league?
Not that I know of. All
right. The story got a little longer because of that, but I'm going to be quick. I just got Keenan Allen, now that you mention it, B, because I flipped Eddie Lacy – and actually, let me give the context. Eric Ebron, because he was on the waivers. Someone dropped him when he got injured, and he was still on waivers. So I snagged him up, you know, just in case, you know, forbid Gronk gets an injury. But I snagged Ebron up. Now my opponent had Foster, so I was like, oh, shoot. Let me try and help him out. So I sent him a message like 2 days ago. Saying since he only has Jonathan Stewart and Bishop Sankey for running back. So I was like, tell you what, since I have Hill, Latavius Murray, and Eddie Lacy, why don't I help you out? So I tell him, I'll give you Lacy and Ebron because he had Jordan Cameron for a tight end. He's been terrible. So I'll give you Ebron and Lacy, and is Keenan Allen on the table? He says, Allen can be on the table. But I'd feel better if you gave me a wide receiver. So I was like, all right, tell you what, I'll give you Crabtree because he's going to be in a pass-heavy offense more often down the road. So I was like, all right, I'll do that. He's like, done. Sweet. I was like, yes, now I have a WR1, Macklin as my 2, and Stephon Diggs as my 3, who can easily be a 2 or a 1, and LaFell as a backup. So the funny thing is, the next day, here's where the collusion comes in. This guy – ironically enough, his team is called Fuck the Patriots, but he took Tom Brady first round.
Oh, wow. How ironic is that?
Yeah, wow. And he tried to trade me for Gronk in the beginning of the season. Anyway, he's trying to trade. Now, the last person in this league is a friend of his. He brought him in, so we had 16. So I see a trade going through that got accepted, like, immediately. Mm-hmm. He was going to give him Jameson Crowder from Washington, Dexter McCluster, Joseph Randall with the injury, Jacob Tammy from Atlanta for Antonio Brown and Lamar Miller.
What?
What?
Right? Right? I wish I took screenshots of it. If evaluate the trade in Yahoo, It was like positive 100 for his for fuck the Patriots and minus 100 for the other team. I was like, get the fuck out of here. His team would be stacked.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
are they like in on something? Are they like, hey man, you give me these players, I win the league, I give you half the money or something like what
no,
the heck?
No, we don't use money in the league. We don't. But
okay.
I messaged my friend on Facebook. I'm like, hey, dude, have you seen this trade that just happened? I think we may have collusion in the league right now. Like this thing went like that. He's like, hold up. He's like, nah, this thing should got rejected. He vetoed it immediately. And he called him out in the group chat.
Is the trades are like voted by the commissioner or is it league votes?
The trade can go through. Once it goes through for a process, I mean, not process, it goes through the wait time. People can vote against it. But okay. I think he turned the function on after this whole veto thing.
Uh-huh.
You can send a message to the commissioner why you want to protest it.
Okay. I think it's only set up through me. I think I control it. I believe. I can't remember if I do or not. But yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
The funniest part is right. The whole reason, I guess, why the trade occurred, because my trade went through. So he's like, when he responds in the group chat. But the trade that just went through, and he took a screenshot of it, I'm like, my trade with Richie? Yeah, that's what you're talking about? I'm like, I gave him Lacy, Ebron, and Crabtree for one player. You're right. Doing Antonio Brown, Lamar Miller for almost two nobodies and two players some that subpar, barely have value.
Some subpar people. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, man. I guess he thought that Richie, my friend, initiated the trade, so he cashed in on Keenan Allen, and I guess that's why he thought he could get away with it. I don't know. He tried it like three more times, and I'm like, hey, heads up, he's trying again, and he just keeps vetoing it. I'm like, dude, you may have DeMarco Murray and Alfred Morris on bye, but like, dude, this is just like straight up stacking your team and dumping off players you don't need.
That's crazy that he would even try them.
Oh, man.
That is. Hey, Ken, I got a QB question for you. Someone sent me. They say they got Flacco and Peyton Manning, but they don't know who they need to play. Should they play Flacco? Should they start Flacco?
Flacco.
He's going to get San Diego at home.
Flacco.
He said Flacco. Peyton Manning's going against Denver at home. Both of the quarterbacks are at home. So they're not.
You don't want to say it.
So who would you play?
Not Manning.
Ask me, who would you play, Flacco or Peyton Manning?
All right, so who's Manning playing against?
Green Bay at home, at Denver, and both of them are at home. Flacco at home and Peyton Manning at home. Flacco going to San Diego. Green Bay.
It don't matter where Manning plays. He just Flacco's playing San Diego.
Yeah.
You get Flacco. It has to be Flacco, man. Because they're going to be trailing anyway.
Yep. So he's going to be throwing the ball.
Those cornerbacks are crap.
Manning is so terrible this year.
Overcooked lame ducks. Now they're burnt.
But this defense is keeping them in. Yeah. It's crazy
how they defense. I said it back in week two. I said, that defense is going to take it as far as it goes. My friend's like, nah, it's the defense and Manning. I'm like, nah, bro, you're not watching this game.
No. Oh, Manning looks absolutely terrible. Awful. He looks like he's never played. when Kirk Cousins looked better than you, you know something. Yeah, you like that, man. Anyway, don't even get me started with that.
Ooh, that's a good question, Nancy. You see what Nancy asked? Let's see. Tampa Bay. They have weeks where they do put up some points, but then they have some weeks where they look awful offensively.
I would probably
Atlanta, because they're going against a rookie QB, right?
Because Jameis Winston is like back and forth. Like there'll be days where he'll be good, and there'll be days that he'll throw a bunch of picks. So it's like a safer floor. It's like a safer floor to bet on that than like. Well, wait a minute. It's Green Bay versus Manning.
Yeah.
Manning is going to turn the ball over.
Yeah, unless they finally go full on Kubiak and let him just keep running under center.
You know what? I would go with Green Bay. I would take that chance on the offense of Denver being terrible. If you look at Winston, over the last 2 weeks, he hasn't turned the ball over
at all.
You know, and that thing is safe with him. He had that 4-interception week. He was pissed at himself for you know, having a game like that, and really said he needs to play better. And you know, he has. You know, they're a little bit conservative, more of a game manager, but
right.
3 touchdowns, no interceptions. They had a chance. They had Washington.
They had.
But they were afraid to have him throw it in the end zone. I think he could have did an easy rollout and hit somebody in the flat.
You got a point, hey, yeah.
Decided to run it 3 times.
Put Nancy on right quick. I want to hear what's her situation now after she had her nightmares bye week.
Plus
her team was on
bye. Plus they got Doug Martin going off too.
Before we wrap up, I want to get Nancy on for a quick second.
Might be worth it, yeah.
Dang, that's a good question, though.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to check the basketball.
You never know, Ken, man. Ken, like, you never know. Tampa might, you might see that 4 INT in a, you know, turnover day with Tampa. I don't know. Hey, Nancy.
I'm sort of counting on the inexperienced rookie quarterback as opposed to Eli Manning and Green Bay playing in Denver. So,
Peyton Manning, you mean?
I mean Peyton Manning, yeah.
Yeah. And who, okay, so now you got, now your bye, your horrendous bye week is over with. So now,
yeah.
How's it looking now? How your week looking this week?
Not so good. Well, actually, we look pretty even, but my opponent has been the winner the last 3 seasons.
Oh.
And he's in second place now. I dropped from first to third. And he has Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb. And let's see, I put him up here. I can't remember who else he's got. I want to say Chris Johnson. Let me pull him up quick here. Stephon Diggs, Latavius Murray, Gary Barnage, Julian Edelman.
Ooh.
And St. Louis's defense.
Oh,
oh
so,
yeah.
That's my D.
I think I'm kind of going to probably lose again. So.
Well, no, I mean, unless he make a change, he's going to have to do something with that Aaron Foster because that's going to hurt him. And, you know, luckily, in your case, you better hope Randall Cobb kind of has – well, no. Well, you a Packers fan, though.
Yeah,
but you kind of – I know you kind of hope Randall Cobb kind of have another, like, 3-point week or whatever against you.
He's supposed to be healthy.
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
But you better hope Rodgers loves James Jones that day.
Yeah.
Right. Or Lacey.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, or Davante Adams comes back and he decides to test him out.
Or Rodgers or Ty Montgomery.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm probably looking at another loss. I don't know. Hoping not, but, if Odell Beckham gets his stuff together. Yeah. And I had Amari Cooper last week, which is good. I don't know if he can repeat, but and then Chris Ivory is kind of, injured as well. And
yeah, I'm still playing
him. I got him. I got him too. I got him to Nancy.
Yeah,
I'm still
still play him.
I still got him in the lineup.
You can't not play him, and I don't really have any backup running backs at this point that I, so.
Your squad's not bad, though. You got Beckham. You got Amari Cooper. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can pull out that win.
I got Sarkandrick West I'm going to play because I really don't have
him. Oh, yeah. You have a shot. You have a shot.
I have Tyler Eifert, who has been really good for me.
Yeah. You have a shot.
I don't have much for a flex, but I said I've got Willie Sneed. I have Willie Sneed and Michael Floyd at this point.
Wow.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Jordan Reed is on a bye, or I'd put him into the flex position. But
All right. So here's Tampa's situation, right?
Give it to me straight, Ken.
They say they give up, according to Yahoo, the 16 most fantasy points to the defensive position. That was the first game, 20 points. The second game, 10, but they still score like 26. The Houston game, I think they only gave up like 6 points. Carolina, we all know what a nightmare game that was. Against Jacksonville, a lot of people picked up Jacksonville because of the Carolina game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that didn't turn out too well.
They put up 32 points against Washington. We all know that story. They only put allowed 4.3 points. You know, they're not really turning the ball over like that. There was a fumble. Now, they may get sacked here and there, but they're not turning the ball over. But Atlanta, I mean, Denver gives up the eighth most fantasy points to team defenses.
Yeah.
Far more.
Green Bay might be able to sack. Like, Clay Matthews might put the wood on Peyton Manning.
He might.
Just Kaepernick. I mean, you know, he might just say, you ain't Tom Brady. I don't know.
Yeah, they gave up. Oakland scored 12 against them this last 2 weeks, and Cleveland scored 13. You know, so the upside, you know, is with Green Bay.
Yeah, you know, I can see that.
The upside is with Green Bay, just because of how bad Manning has been playing. Now,
that's true.
Manning can easily come out of his funk, which a lot of us are holding on to. We just don't know when that would happen. If the offense coordinator and all get in sync, you know, it could happen. But and they had a bye week, so they may have worked on some things. True. So,
yeah, I know.
I mean, are what are the odds of you winning this week? Are they?
Well, we're even as far as, you know, projected points at this point.
Oh,
we're 94-94. So
that makes it even tougher.
Well, you know, it's
point counts.
Yeah.
Because in my matchup last week, I was projected to lose by 15 and ended up losing by 40. Oh, so yeah. It's easier for me to kind of take a gamble with certain matchups.
Right.
Pittsburgh looked like they were going to absolutely tear up Kansas City. And I didn't play them. I went with Carolina instead, which went up against a higher octane offense, you know, in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And they had a better week.
Yeah.
Kansas City didn't, you know, Pittsburgh didn't do anything. I still believe in Pittsburgh's defense, but, you know, sometimes that's how fantasy football is. But
yeah.
I think the upside is with the Denver pick. But I would read a lot of news coming out of, you know, Bleacher Report. Read that stream.
I follow a ton of fantasy football things on Twitter.
Right. And
so I read every time a new one comes out. I read everything that they've
I know Roto World does some updates for defenses, like who would that defense might be planning for that week. I know, looking at it right now, Atlanta's got I think they have a higher projection than Green Bay, probably based on the past season, but
they have on most of the things that I've been reading. Yeah. But some of them, they're right next to each other on the, you know, on the list.
Actually,
or two away from each other.
Let me get this site that I use that actually turns out to be pretty accurate. There's this guy who does all this data from Fantasy Pros. He does the statistic calculations. Most of the time, they turn out right. It's called Boris Chen. Here we go, defense. He's got a graph for defenses. So we got Atlanta's a tier three. Green Bay is also tier three. But he has Atlanta two spots higher.
Yeah. That's what I've seen today, too, on everything I've looked at. So I know. I'm going to pick the wrong one. I, you know.
So it's either or. I say Atlanta's a safer score.
Yeah, it's good.
Atlanta is the safer pick, yes. Atlanta is the safer pick.
Yeah. Because you don't know, man, Tampa Bay might go out there and fumble, and Tampa might get them a pick six and a fumble return for a touchdown or something. You never know.
But Tampa, and it's a divisional game, which are typically lower scoring as well.
Yep.
So, you know, Atlanta's
at home, you know, so that kind of might favor in a little bit too. So, long as Arthur Blank not using no fake crowd noise, you know, they'd be. You know. And I guess it's almost 8 o'clock, so yeah, we're going to have to wrap it up and get FIFO up in here so we can talk basketball. But Nancy, we'll be back on at 8 p.m. Next week. We did this week because we're going to be broadcasting something else at this hour.
Are you guys doing Blog Talk or?
We're going to be on here.
No, we're going to do it here. Yeah, NBA preview. We're going to bring FIFA on, who's standing by. So I got to kill this one and then set up a new one so we can, you know, have it the right title and I can get a separate feed for
it. Got you.
Thanks a lot for the advice.
All righty. Good luck this weekend, Nancy.
I'll let you know what happens next week.
All right.
Sound good.
All right, B, I'm gonna set it up and DM you the link.
Okay.
All right, you and FIFA.
Peace, guys.